The Arid Quartet in performance, and from the Mendelssohn recording, we heard the composer's string quartet in E minor, the second movement. And you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM, bottom of the clock on a Wednesday. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Guillaume Côté is with us this afternoon. The celebrated dancer and choreographer has been associated with the National Ballet of Canada since he was just 17 years old. He is currently a principal dancer and a choreographic associate with the company. As a guest artist, he has toured the world alongside the English National Ballet, the Royal Ballet, American Ballet Theatre, the Hamburg Ballet, many, many others. His first full-length work as a choreographer debuted in 2016, and he's enjoyed an array of awards within the arts, and last year made a Knight of the National Order of Quebec. Guillaume Côté's latest project is titled Touch. He has produced the piece with the production company Lighthouse Immersive and his collaborator, multimedia artist Thomas Payette. The duo previously worked together alongside theatrical dreamweaver Robert Lepage on the piece Frame by Frame with the National Ballet. Lighthouse Immersive is the same company that brought Toronto Immersive Van Gogh and Jamie Allen's Illusionarium, this time a multidisciplinary experience being held once again at the massive building that used to house the Toronto Star Printing Press at the bottom of Yonge Street. Touch explores our experience of human contact during this moment in time where human touch has taken on a complicated, sometimes frightening implication. The dancers are surrounded by stunning visuals. Touch opens today and runs through October 17th. Joining the Oasis, it's Guillaume Côté. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the world of dance, which you're so famous for, it is the New Classical FM, and we should note that you have quite a long history within the classical world, don't you?
I do. You know, not only as a dancer, but also as a composer and an avid music lover as well.
Am I right in hearing that you took on cello kind of late in life?
Yes, very late. Yes, I've always wanted to be a cellist. I think that was sort of my dream. I'm a ruined musician in a way, or frustrated musician, I would say.
It's sort of a hot instrument right now.
That's true. Could have maybe I'm still going to pick it up. You never know.
Let's talk about touch. Guillaume, we're used to walking away from people when we see them these days, socially distancing ourselves, elbow tapping instead of shaking hands. And that's really just the start of it. I can't even really imagine the dating scene right now. And it seems like you're responding to all of that.
You know, the idea of contact and touch is sort of the beginning. It's sort of the seed of the idea it's sort of a metaphor, I guess, for relationships. I think our relationships have changed in the last, 18 months. It's not only just the physical touch or whatever it is. It's also the way that we value people, the way that we've been through hell and back with certain people, the people that have made us have sort of grew closer to us, people that have, the connections, the separation, everything that we've experienced in the last little while lives in this show, because it's about two people that begin their story. And this, there's the ups and downs and some metaphoric turmoils of a long-term relationship. And whether the relationship is a friendship or a more love-based relationship is up to the audience. We still live in this world of the absence abstract in a way with dance, which is sort of the most beautiful thing, because with dance, imagery, symbolism, those kinds of things, then they're really truly open for interpretation. But the idea is just fundamentally about this idea of relationships and how has this time of not touching, of not being together physically, has impacted us emotionally.
If you're just joining us, celebrated dancer and choreographer Guillaume Côté is with us this afternoon. His new immersive project, Touch, opens today and runs through October 17th at 1 Yonge Street in downtown Toronto. Tickets are going really fast. I just had a look. To purchase your general admission or VIP ticket, it's artbylighthouse.com, and we'll give that to you again in just a few moments. Guillaume, for people trying to imagine an immersive dance experience, help us visualize what we're going to see with Lighthouse.
So the Gallery 2, where Touch is taking place, is a very large white room with these sort of giant pillars. And what's really beautiful is it's like a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. The dancers dance all around the space. The audience is sitting in a sort of a circle around the middle pillar. And the dancers really, truly dance very up close to all the audience, obviously obeying social distancing and so on. But they are dancing very close to the audience. We have projections all around us, 360 degrees. Hmm. You are truly living inside this kind of world that is created by Thomas Payet. The multimedia on this show is meant to enhance their inner experience. And as an audience member, what's very interesting is I think you're being drawn inside their inner experience by being part of this 360 degree reflection of what they're going through. So the dancers dance for 45 minutes straight. It's a marathon. I have these young dancers who are just dynamite. We're so lucky in Toronto. We have such incredible dancers coming out of Ryerson, coming out of different schools. I'm very happy to say that we've gathered four incredible dancers who are giving different interpretations. So we are on this journey. The audience, you will be sitting down on a chair that also rotates 360 degrees. So you're able to take a look at action that may happen behind you, or if you want to, sort of focus more on your projections or focus more on the dancing, then that's really up to you. It's sort of choose your own adventure show.
I did have a look at some of the still photos, and I think people are in for a real treat. And I like that you've also had a couple of runs at working with Thomas as well. So that must be nice to collaborate again.
Absolutely. It's, the idea of combining dance and multimedia is a tough one. There's always been a pushback from the dance purists in a way. I feel like it's almost like electronic music and classical music.
Sure.
Like I feel like there's kind of this odd resistance to it because it feels like it may take away from the purity of it. So I feel that working with Tama, being my third project with Tama, we're getting better at it each time, making sure the balance is correct. And in this particular project, what's really interesting is all the projections are 100% interactive, meaning the movement of the projections are entirely generated by the dancers. So none of it is just free images. All the images are triggered by what the dancers are doing. That's what essentially makes this a bit more sophisticated than if it was just a set projected onto a background or something like that. This is these sensors that capture the dancers' movement and turn them into a digital movement that complements what they're doing.
Immersive and interactive as well. I like that very much. And it should be noted that you're being paired with an exhibit of Mikhail Baryshnikov photography titled Looking for the Dance. So a nice association for you, Guillaume.
Yeah, I mean, he's my idol. Growing up, he was always my idol. And he's one of the greatest artists in the dance community, that's for sure. So as a photographer too, he's such a wonderful artist. So I'm just beyond humbled to be able to, share space with his art.
Guillaume Côté, great to be with you this afternoon, and big congratulations on this project.
Thank you very much for having me.
Guillaume Côté and Thomas Payet's new immersive dance projection experience is Touch. It opens today. It runs through October 17th at 1 Yonge Street in downtown Toronto. And to purchase your general admission or VIP ticket, again, here's the website, artbylighthouse.com. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That's our look at the arts.